Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this evening's broadcast on Let's Talk Truth. We are here today to just have a good time on the broadcast. We're so thankful we have Courtney here today. He's going to offer his side or his expertise on our topic today. Our topic today is a season for miracles, a season for miracles. And we're going to, and the reason we're talking about miracles is because we're coming into the Christmas season. Now, first of all, I want everyone to know that I'm not trying to get into everybody's religion as far as whether you're Christian, you're Jewish, whatever. I'm Christian, so I talk about Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. Whatever your belief is, that's your belief, and I honor that. But I want everybody to know that tonight we're going to talk about Christmas time. And this is the season that people talk about miracles. They look for miracles in relationships, in everything, anything that they undertake to do during this time of the season, you know, they look for a miracle to come from it. If you look at different shows on television, they have all sorts of shows that deal with miracles, movies that's about relationship, connecting to the right person, the right husband, wife, bringing children together, making companies function and flow. All of these things are done, and it's done based on a person's perception of what this season represents. And I think that's really a good thing. I'm a sentimental person, and because of that, I believe in love. I believe in the supernatural power of love and the things that it can do for you and in different relationships. So with that said, we're going to examine tonight if this season is most known for miracles. And do we as a people expect miracles just during this season, or do we expect miracles anytime? Or for that matter, do we in fact believe in miracles? And if we do believe in miracles, do we believe they happen on a day-to-day basis? Or is that just a set time that we have miracles? And while we're starting this show, I want you all to maybe remember a time that you believe a miracle happened to you. And before we get to that, I'm going to give you the definition of a miracle. And a miracle is an act that only God can perform, and it usually supersedes a natural law. So in other words, man can't make this happen. It has to be done supernaturally. And then once the miracle takes place, it changes that natural position once and for all. That natural position is not the same anymore because a miracle has taken place. And I know there are a lot of times we go through a lot of changes, and people take the word miracle and they just use it all willy-nilly to just throw it out there. Say, for instance, girl, I was on my way to work this morning, and girl, it's a miracle I'm here because the traffic was so heavy. The traffic on the freeway was heavy. It's a miracle I made it to such and such a thing because of this. And I think those are times when we're using the word miracle really out of context. People, and maybe during this show we're going to establish, or maybe you can establish in your heart, whether you are receiving a blessing or a miracle, and is there a difference? So what do you think about it, Courtney? Think a blessing and a miracle is the same, or do you think they're different? And do you really think that sometimes we're using the word miracle out of place?
I think blessing and miracle is, I don't think they're the same. A blessing is waking up every day, that you're blessed to wake up every day. Because some people are not. A miracle is something grand. In my mind, it's something grand that cannot explain how it was done. I mean, it's not nothing small. Like, a miracle is something that's life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I say, for instance, you're going into a 7-Eleven. A guy comes back, it comes behind you, robs a place. He turns around, he shoots the first person, bam, and the gun goes off. Then he turns it to you, and he goes, click, 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 click. But then he turns to someone else, bam, and shoots him.
Mm-hmm.
Then click, 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 click. That constitutes some, you know, and then you survive or whatever like that. That could be a miracle because it just happened. Someone else got shot.
Mm-hmm.
It went over you. Then another person got shot. It went back over you.
Mm-hmm.
Then another person got shot. And it would not work when it came to you. Then that's a miracle. And I think that we use the term freely because we don't really know on a deeper scale what it is.
Exactly.
You know, like we use the miracle and the word hero, we use too much.
Exactly.
We use them because they're supposed to be reserved for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
But we use them just like we use hello in
mm-hmm.
the morning. Oh, hello, miracle. Hello, hero. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to do that. I mean, because then we give people a sense of false sense of security or whatever when we say, oh, that's a miracle, that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Then people don't know really what a miracle is, so we're interpreting it wrong.
We're diminishing its effect, or we're making it not be on a grand scale. We're making it as everyday normal thing
like
happen.
Like a mere mortal, you know.
Yeah.
When, you know, you don't say, you know, Zeus. You know, he was not a mere mortal. He was a god. So his name is all flashy and everything, and then it's, oh, Sam. You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't say Zeus. They don't say Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, oh, Sam.
Yes.
You know. So
and I understand exactly what you're saying.
You know, so miracles should be like, oh, my God, that's a miracle. Break glass in case of miracle. Blink, you know,
mm-hmm.
not just, oh, go get the miracle. Now go, let's lay on it. Let's go play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go put it down. Now let's go wash it up. Now let's go, you know, miracle is like a tuxedo.
Uh-huh.
If, you know, you don't wear a tuxedo every day.
Right.
Now, are there miracles happening every day? Sure there are. Because this world is big.
But we don't really recognize it. And I looked at this movie last night. I'm just a sucker for romantic movies. I looked at this movie last night called A Christmas Card. And it was about a soldier. They were in war. And this young lady on the other side of the world addressed a Christmas card to the soldiers, the troops. And she addressed it, and the things that she said in there so impacted the heart of one of the soldiers that when he was had a chance to come home, he didn't go home. He got on his motorcycle and he went to the city where this young lady was. And everybody, you know, they were just glad to receive him in that town, but they didn't know by how he got there until in the end when he said, "You brought me here. It was your card. It was your Christmas card that you sent to the troops. How did he get it?" You understand what I'm saying? But she was fixing to marry a man that she wasn't supposed to marry, or her parents didn't like and didn't want him to marry. This guy came in, and though it was just a story, it still gives us thoughts on how this season brings about miracles or our belief in miracles. So we have to understand that anything that we cannot control or put into action or make change, and it changes anyway, that's a miracle. Now, to go further, miracles are done by God. Do you believe that?
I believe that.
Okay. For those of you that believe in God and believe in miracles, we know that God performs a miracle. How many times have we as a person, as a people, taken the credit away from God?
All the time.
We do it all the time. Have you seen someone who who was really sick? Maybe they had cancer. And then all of a sudden the cancer is gone.
They'll thank the doctors and they'll think that we dumb down things.
Yes, and we always say.
And how we dumb down it, we always try to figure out how it was.
Yes, and we always want our name to be involved in it.
Because
I remember when she was really sick and she was on her third chemo treatment. I prayed all night long. So right there, I'm fitting myself into that miracle that happened. Of course, we know that we believe as Christians that prayer is the answer. But prayer is sending out the signal. But the actual miracle is done by God.
Yeah.
But we want to take credit for it.
Like I was saying, not only take credit, we have a problem with accepting abnormality.
Okay.
We have to have an absolute.
We have to be able to explain it.
Yeah, we have to have an explanation for everything. And that's, you know, that's in us when we're a kid. Why? Why is this? Why is this? We have to. I was looking at a show, and they were trying to explain the biblical flood. And they went so far as to say it wasn't a flood, but it flooded, the Mediterranean flooded over and made the Black Sea. That's where it got, that's where Noah, the story of Noah's ark and the flood came from.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, okay, why do we need to understand that?
You know
what? It's some things that we dumb down our miracles and things, and our quest so much for knowledge and absolute knowledge gets us into trouble, because then we don't know. We look over miracles, we look over blessings, we look over things like that because we have to have an absolute way that how did that cancer leave this lady?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go inside her body and rip her up to see how much and put her on some more medicine and
yes.
get her back sick.
Yes.
Because we're
so
trying to see how
and then it's
we
gonna
make,
work.
And then what happens is we make something that we can't stop, some kind of virus, and oops, and then now we kill all mankind because we should have left things well enough alone.
Exactly.
We try to explain too much with science and everything. I'm not saying that those science and stuff is bad, but certain things
we need to
just
keep
don't
it in
have any explanation.
Exactly.
You know, because we're going off of, and you can ask somebody, well, how did that happen? Well, you know, we theorize this. Then that means that's an opinion. Because
exactly.
A theory is an opinion. You just say, okay, it looks like this, so we're going to just put it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just why won't you just leave it open-ended? I don't know how it happened. Just let's leave it at that.
Leave it at that and understand that we are not the last say-so. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have the last say-so. I'm not the one to say, well, it happened like this.
Exactly.
If I don't know how it happened, leave it alone.
You know, like the like when the car falls on the child and the mama picks the car up off the child. Oh, her adrenaline, her endorphins are kicking in. If that was the case, you could do it on a
daily basis.
You could do it and focus it on a daily basis and make super strong soldiers and stuff. But you can't do it. You can't explain that. You can't explain how you pass out on the wheel and then you end up away from the car and the car somewhere blowed up and there's no one around.
Exactly.
You can't, you slept walk out. You were sleepwalking and then, you know, you got out the car and you were relaxed, so your muscles allowed you to slip out of your seatbelt, and you did a 180 roll over here, and you like, okay, was
exactly.
you able to do that? No, that's just my theory of what you did. You don't know. You don't know if some big old angel came down and said, you know what? You know, well, we have to do this. And miracles, if miracles come from God, people say, well, the main thing people can't wrap around miracles because they don't wrap around God. Because they say, well, if God was there, why do we have famine? Why do we have wars? Why do we have disease? Because maybe we are just evil people. And they say, well, good people get the stuff. Yeah, good people get the stuff. And wars been happening in the Bible before the Bible. The first act of violence was Cain killed Abel.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was the case, it's going to go on and on. That doesn't mean there's no God, because we're not going to live hunky-dory in a utopian society. That's not what it's for. So if you're basing off there is no God because
mm-hmm.
of that,
you know,
then you cannot believe in true miracles, because your mind won't let you believe that. And if you don't believe it, you can't see it.
Yes, you just can't see it happening. I have had several miracles happened to me. One in particular that people laughed at. They thought it was so funny, but I had on some house shoes. I was outside at my car. My car was in the driveway. My son's car was in front of my car. He wanted to back out. I got ready to pull my car out. It wouldn't start. So my son, myself, my nephew, my niece, we get out. He was going to push my car out of the driveway so he could push back his out. We push it out in the street, and when we stopped in the street, the car was on top of my foot. The front driver's side tire was on my foot, in the middle of my foot. I didn't yell. I didn't scream. I just said, say, you guys, the car is on my foot. And they didn't think I was serious. They came around and looked, and, oh, my God, this car is on her foot. Now, I just told them, I said, let's just push it off my foot. And they were pushing it one way, and I said, no, push it back the other way, because I could hear the bones begin to in my foot to push it that way. They pushed it back off my foot. My foot did not swell. It did not bruise. I did not break a bone. I did not break the skin. That, to me, was a miracle. No one can have a tire. And people tried to justify why that happened, and I didn't feel anything from that. I had no repercussions from that. The tire had so much air in it. And this was that. It's still a 4,500-pound car. sitting on my foot. But people wanted to justify that. And all I can say in that respect, that was a miracle. And but people didn't want to say that that was a miracle. I believe it was a miracle. And for those of you that's out there listening, if you're listening to me tonight and you don't think it was a miracle, you feel free to call, write me. Anybody, if you got miracles you want to talk about, you can always write into the show. It's letstalktruth333@yahoo.com, and that's Let's without the apostrophe. Okay, now, let's move on. We're talking about a season for miracles. Why do you think, Courtney, that people look for miracles just in the holiday season, just, you know, leading up to Christmas? Why is that?
Well, they say this is a season for giving.
Mm-hmm.
And miracles happen during this time. But people don't believe in God. Okay, so what makes this so special?
Exactly.
If you not don't believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe in Jesus, and I believe that that's why people expect a miracle to happen,
mm-hmm.
because of that. And people's hearts are geared towards, oh, let's just, it's a tradition or something, you know, oh, I want my name to be known, so this is my season for giving. And in actuality,
Every day should be a
given season. That's why miracles happen every day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because we just don't know that it happened.
Mm-hmm. I can remember when I was young, very, very young, and you know how you come to an intersection. And in that intersection, there are different things that a car can make a left turn, and they can do it from two lanes. Okay, so if you have from two lanes, I can remember being in a position that I was in the outside lane, but both lanes, the inside lane and the outside lane, had to make a left turn. So I'm in the outside lane. So if I made the left turn, the car on the inside was supposed to make the left turn. But when I made the left turn, the car on the inside kept straight. And I was so blown away. How did that car get through my car on the other side and I still made the turn and there was no accident? Those are miracles. That was a miracle, people, and I don't care what you say. I pulled over to the side and I sat there with my mouth open wide, and because there was no way this could happen. No way. No way it was going to be able to happen. So if you look at the situation, miracles do happen every day. We just don't want to acknowledge it. And if we would all think back on ourselves, we've had hundreds of miracles that no, you can't explain it. But we find ourselves trying to explain it just to be rational about something. It has to be. There has to be a rational explanation. There has to be a logical explanation why this happened.
And that's the same thing as my job. And in my job, if something happens, they want the root cause, but not all the time. You can find the root cause, and they spend sometimes a lot of money trying to find the root cause of something, and I tell them, sometimes this is just a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
No, it cannot be, it just malfunctioned. The machine just malfunctioned.
Exactly.
I mean, when was the last time it was serviced? It was serviced. They tightened every bolt and everything, but people don't understand. Some things cannot be explained.
That's right.
And when it's something great and grand and on a good scale, something great and grand and it and you benefit from it, that's a miracle.
It's a miracle. And like I said earlier in the show, it's a miracle if there is no logical explanation. Science can't lay claim to it. Man can't lay claim to it. It happens, yet it permanently alters that natural situation that was going on there before. The miracle came in, happened, and altered everything. And it altered it, and you know, for you can see the alteration. And so you know that's a miracle.
Yeah.
But it's hard for people to understand.
I think it's hard because they don't see it. You know, you can see heat, so you know it's hot. You can see fire because you know it's hot.
Right.
And it permeates heat. You can feel it, like wind. You can't see it, but you can feel it.
That's right.
You know, and people say, well, I, you know, they get, it's something that you can, we have to see it, feel it, touch it, or taste it, or hear it. You know, we have to do something with our senses to know
our
that,
five senses.
You know, that we have to be able to, you know, oh, that's it. That's it. But something that's not there, you know, we don't accept it. I'll put it like this. People believe in aliens before they'll believe in miracles.
Before they believe. Exactly.
And there's no proof that there is no alien. We all these hieroglyphics or whatever like that. But there is no proof. You don't see no spaceships that have landed and say, hi, we are aliens. There's never
but
been
everyone
that. But everyone, that you can ask them, do you believe there is life? Yeah. Do you believe there is a God? No.
You know, and
how can you do that? You
let me ask you this. Don't you think one day that's going to piss God off to be responsible for something and somebody always rob him of?
It's already doing it. That's why stuff is happening. People, you know, yeah, if something happened to my family, I'd be crying and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not going to blame God for it. You know, those things happen. That we cannot explain. You know, it's just...
And there's a reason why things
happen.
Yeah, it's
just...
And
for
it's
us,
far
it's just,
beyond us.
Yeah, it's just outside the box. It's boom. But miracles, we will believe every... I'm telling you, we'll believe everything else. We trying to make... I'm big into, you know, science and all that kind of stuff, and I like to look at it because it's fascinating. You know, some of the things that we've done, yeah, it proved, you know, it turned out right. But, oh, my God, we will believe that the universe is shrinking or expanding, but we don't know. You can say, you can ask them, how far is the universe? And they have to put a number on it, but they really don't know.
I know. You know, I've learned something when I was getting my psychology degree. It's all about how you present your opinion.
And make people jump on it.
Exactly. Because if I want to be labeled an expert, all I need to do is write a book. Whether it's
you act. So if you're going to do it, if you're going to do something in the scientific world, you have to write a journal. And, and publish a journal. And once you publish that journal, if you get enough scientists to believe it, then that makes it fact.
Yes.
Whereas a miracle, oh, no, that can't happen because that goes against the laws of science. You know, in the 40s, wasn't no quantum physics, but now we have quantum physics. That's something that, oh, you know, they're just making up different sciences and different physics and all this kind of stuff. Now, oh, we're studying how to grow turnips on the moon or whatever. You know, silly stuff, but you cannot believe. You know, it's actually people who don't believe in miracles because they said that there is no such thing as miracles. There are only things that we can prove and we cannot prove. And if we can prove it, you know, then it's real. If we can't prove it, then it's fake. So me falling from a building, you know, 40 stories and living and not breaking my bones, that's not a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just, oh, slipping, oh, I slip on a banana peel and fall out the Empire State Building and land on my feet and walk away and go get on a bike and go, you know, ride a bike to Albany and then get out in Albany and then go run to New Jersey and then come back and then, you know, do 2,000 sit-ups. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, but
we're just pushing it out there.
Yeah,
because
but if you do that, and then somebody will be like, well, you know, what happened was your body knew that you were going to fall, so the bones intensified itself. Your brain sent waves to your bones, and your bones said, hey, get ready for this impact, and your bones leveled up, and the water in your body fell to your feet and cushioned the blow and then redistributed itself. And you'd be like, really? That's what happened. You saw my body. You analyzed my body. No.
Yeah, because they don't want to say that there are miracles. And if we're talking, and let me ask you this. If we don't believe in God, why is this the season for miracles? Why is it we're in the giving mood, and why aren't we in the loving mode and all of these different
modes
that point to him, that says he's a miracle worker, yet we don't believe
him. Why isn't July the season for miracles? In the heat, in the summer, in the
exactly.
When it's 200 degrees outside.
Exactly.
You know, when we going, why isn't Valentine's Day the season for miracles? That's
exactly.
When all the babies made.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm just saying that's because that's a little month. But my thing of it is, you're exactly right. If this is our season of miracles, when are we going to start believing in the miracles? Or when are we going to start looking at them and calling them miracles?
Or when are we going to be someone's miracle? Or when are we going to do a miracle for someone?
Yeah.
Allow God to move through us and just bless someone.
Exactly.
With what they need.
Do something for someone. You know what? We experience miracles on a day-to-day basis, but we are the hardest people to get to bless somebody else. We always have blessed somebody. I'll buy you a car, but you got to buy the motor.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's not a miracle.
That's not a miracle.
It's not a miracle nor a blessing. And I think that a lot of people now, you know, they're just doing it for the name, for the
mm-hmm.
attention.
Exactly.
When they want to bless people, you know, I gave $40 million to the food bank. Okay, so what? Why did you have to tell anybody that you gave it?
Exactly.
See, a miracle, if I'm going to help out with a miracle, I'm sure my God is going to say, Courtney, you just give it anonymously.
Uh-huh.
And then go about your business.
And
I'll let someone, you know, find it or whatever like that. Or, you know.
There are ways we can give in secret. The scripture says give in secret and God will reward you openly.
But see, that's
and that's when people look at you and say, how did he get this? How did he get that? It's because I've given secretly, and what you're seeing is my open rewards that I'm, you know, that God is blessing me with. So we're getting down to, I mean, this season for miracles is an awesome, awesome thing. It's very awesome. Now let me ask you this, Courtney, can you recall any miracles in your life, any at all you'd like to share?
Yeah, I know one miracle I had. I was in a car accident and the car flipped. I didn't have a seatbelt on at that time because I was trying to adjust myself, and I just taken off my seatbelt. And when the car flipped, I didn't get thrown out of it. And usually when you don't have a seatbelt on, that's the first thing you do. And it rolled on my side too, and I didn't get ejected from it. And another one was when I was in school and I had to go do a test that I really didn't know anything about it. And I needed it to be to get out of school. And I went in there, was already, I wasn't, nobody was looking for me to pass. They were already saying, well, you can graduate in the summer when you take this class in the summer and this kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm already down because of that. But I went in there and I was sick and I just went in there and just did whatever. I don't even know what I put down. But I got the call a week later saying that the test I did, I passed it, and I did higher than most of the people in the state of Texas on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that was a miracle in my eyes because it was something on a grand scale. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know none of the questions.
But
I didn't
that
know
was
anything,
a miracle because
but
God.
It was a miracle because I didn't know it and whatever and when it happened it happened and it happened so grand because I just didn't pass it. I aced it and I was in the top percent of the people, you know, the top 5 or whatever percent in passing it. No one is really passed it like that.
I understand that, and that was a miracle. Now, did anybody try to
lessen it? Yeah.
Yes.
They were like, well, you know, that was stuff that you knew, you know, and it just recalled into the, you know, and you didn't. But the speed that I took it, I didn't know it. And I'm telling you, you know, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I looked at it, and it looked like hieroglyphics. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And I just guessed.
And
my guess turned out to be like super right.
Yes.
So I know that was, you know, putting things and doing things. And in my eyes, that showed me that, yes, miracles do happen. And they happen on a daily basis. It's major things happen on a daily basis,
but people
don't understand. Just look, we take everything for granted. It was a typhoon not too long ago, Typhoon Haiyan or whatever. It was in the Philippines. You know, it was some miracles that happened there. Some people that should have died did not die.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. I mean, it's been earthquakes where people should have died. But, you know, they don't believe in miracles, so they try to blow it off as, woo, I'm just lucky. You
oh,
know?
My God, yeah, we had
And that right there is the case for, you know, you sit up there and say, no. And every day in Japan, in China, in Europe, in Russia, in America, in Canada, in Mexico, in South America, there are miracles happening every day. If we would just open our eyes and focus on them and say thank, you know, for those who, you know, worship God, thanks be to God for it.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't, that's just showing us his power.
His power. Shannon stopped by our studio. Thank you for stopping by, Shannon. I know you're very, very busy. And we're here talking about a season for miracles. And I know you just came in, so you don't know all the things we've said. First, we defined what a miracle is, and we've been talking about why is this the season for miracles, and why do people believe, if they do, in miracles? Do you believe people still believe in miracles, or are they just chalking it up to something that could happen on a day-to-day basis?
They usually chalk it up to something that could happen on a day-to-day basis, but most of the time, anyone who's heard of the word miracles or who is familiar with that concept of the word miracle, they may not necessarily believe that it can happen now. They read about it in the Bible, so they know, oh, that's a miracle, or this is a miracle, raising Lazarus from the dead, making the blind man see, things like that. But they don't believe in the things that we call miracles here that happen to us every day. We always come up with rational thought or scientific reason or things like that. The only difference is December, you know, the holiday season, is a time when people are more susceptible to believe in miracles because of the spirit of Christmas. I don't know what it is. I think it's just a worldwide brainwash that gets people to feel so nostalgic just for one moment in time within the time of year. The weather is colder. People are nicer. You know, they smile and, you know, they do random acts of kindness. You know, it's a lot of things. A lot of things, you know, that people do this time of year. But in general speaking, people don't believe in miracles.
Okay. Let me ask you, because Courtney and I have both been talking about it before you came in. Do you believe that miracles happen every day, whether we acknowledge it or not? Do miracles happen every day?
Yeah, they do. Little things in our lives. I wasn't supposed to. When I got ready to graduate high school, I had the highest grade point average. I was supposed to be valedictorian in my class, and at the end of the school year, they said, oh, you know what? You don't have a credit in this grade. And I'm like, yes, I do. I took this class. So they found that I took a class, but there was no grade listed on file from Dallas Independent School District. No grade listed on file for the test for that class, and had to cram a, you know, two-semester class within 6 weeks. And I still was able to graduate valedictorian of my class. Even further back when I was a little girl, I was in a bad accident where a car just mashed my side of the car down. But the Lord saw fit to move me from that area and lift me over into my mom's arms. That's one time, lots of things. A lot of things have happened to me that you could say, oh, well, see, scientifically, you know, the car bounced and then your weight shifted, you did that. But, yes, I think that God put science on the earth to give man an excuse, a reason to find out how something happens, you know,
that he can control.
But at the same token, you can say the speed hit this and this did this. And yes, but what made the speed? What made that be the reason that this goes? It all leads back to God. So, with that being said, yes, a miracle.
And I just think that this season of miracles, it should open us up to see that every day that you wake up is a possibility for a miracle. And we were just saying earlier at the beginning of the show how people use the word miracle so out of place. Like, you know, girl, I tell you, it's a miracle I'm at work today. That traffic on 635 was a beast. Well, that doesn't denote a miracle. I mean, you can get out and get up and go a new route and get to work. But
I always use words that don't know the meaning of it. You know, miracle is one of them, love, friendship. Those are all things that people use in general vocabulary, but not in the context in which they're supposed to be used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, they tell me it's a miracle I made to work. Oh, it's a miracle, girl, that I have not been in jail. No, that's not a miracle. That's what you call God's grace, that you haven't been in jail. That's not a miracle. A miracle would be that when they got ready to lock you up, the jail has fell down around you and wasn't no place to lock you. Now, to me, that's a miracle.
That's a miracle.
Or that you, or a miracle would be that, you know, you say, man, my credit is bad, and then all of a sudden, all the credit unions, I mean, they lose all their data, and everybody got good credit again.
You got a key.
I mean, you know.
832 score.
The highest you can go, everybody starts over. I mean, all the banks of credit just gets wiped out.
Yeah.
Everybody's personal. But the companies still stay in there, you know, but all the your private
individual,
you know, credit washes out from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, you know, and then
you
like,
go, oh,
yeah,
my God.
Big TVs, here he come again. Big cars, I want a big car. I want that 0.9% financing.
Okay, they film the commercials in the small print that they only your credit score meets this.
You know, and you know,
all of your credit score is perfect.
Things like that, you know, like I said about the robbery things and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. It's something that you cannot explain.
Like those ladies, that lady who was on YouTube, she had tried everything to have a baby. Her eggs was dried up as I don't know what. Her husband was sterile. Her eggs just wouldn't work. Fallopian tubes wouldn't work. Nothing. She could not have a baby. She quit trying. Had folks and said, we're going to adopt since we can't have a baby. Turned around. She ended up being sick. Didn't know why. Ooh, I don't know what's going on with me. Everything was fine with her. But when she finally went to the doctor to find out what was really wrong, she was feeling a little weird. She was 4 months pregnant.
I have a girlfriend who the doctors, everybody told her. I mean, she went from doctor to doctor to doctor. They told her, you will never have a child. Never. Well, that never child is like 28 years old today. She had a child. Child is fine. See, those are miracles.
Yeah, because science, that's what I said, science can only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have trouble explaining the unexplainable. You know, they have to, that's when.
Anomaly, that's
when fact becomes theory. Like I said, you know, it's the theory of it. And my opinion thinks that red doors are made by sloth. And if I write a story, a journal about it, and get enough science that red doors come from sloths, then the history book is going to say, well, sloths evolved from red doors, and the doors oozed out a substance with a biochemical in it that had organisms in it.
And turned snails to hairy creatures that we now know as sloths.
Yeah, so you'd be like, okay, well, wow, that doesn't fly with me, but okay, if y'all think so, it is.
Yeah, that's putting my name out there because I'm going to go down in history.
But even we say this is the season for giving, and I believe that the miracles don't happen because they happen every day, but we don't cause them because what we give is something that we wouldn't keep ourselves.
Right.
We wouldn't, you know, when we give Toys for Tots.
We're going to the dollar store.
We'll go.
Well, you know, not even that. One thing that frustrates me so bad, I understand that Christmas is not about gifts or things like that, but you want to show children they have something to open up, you know, at Christmas time. But I'm really not trying to be funny, but really think about it. We all join in, let's do this time of year. Well, if they're in need now, wouldn't they in need the whole year?
Yep.
Like, so why do you wait till
that's what I'm saying.
Five weeks out of a month and decide you want to help somebody
mm-hmm.
and say, it's the spirit of Christmas, then it should be all year long because really Christmas is Christ. And if we're talking about what he would do and his humble and meager accommodations, as someone once told me, that he came up with, you out there in a manger with animals blowing breath in your face and you out there and your Mary womb exposed, y'all laying around there and animals parking like poo and hay. And have you smelled animals outside in the cold? That's like a wet dog. It just stinks. It don't smell good. Because that's what he coming to this earth inhaling. You laying out there, whatever. We want to show that, you know, everyone can have a Christmas. Well, that same little child is hungry. January 1st, he will need something else to eat, some shoes to wear, a winter coat, you know, things like that. Why do you wait until Christmas to give him those things? And everybody, we're collecting coats, you know, for the needy and the homeless. Well, if I'm not mistaken, winter starts in December. So why am I giving to him for Christmas? You only got 2 more months to wear that coat, then they ain't going to need it. I mean, you can start collecting the coats way in September, and then around December, collect the springtime attire.
It's
you know,
don't want them walking around with no coat in Texas.
Well, some people do it anyway.
And it's 200 degrees. I know it's been summer weather.
That's just like the young people who walk around in hoodies in the and it's
but,
hot.
But what she's saying is correct. I mean,
yeah, she's right.
Our giving affects the way that we think that miracles happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because we don't, we as people don't give into the miracle that of this season. We don't give into the miracle. We give half, like you said earlier. We do the half giving into the miracle. So mm-hmm. we just give to the Mary. We don't even give to the cold.
Right.
You know, it's the Mary part. Yeah, we do that all day long. And how do we do that? And it's a pet peeve of mine is that we give things that we don't, you know, when I try to give, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but everything that I have given away recently have been things that I wear
mm-hmm.
or that I like.
Yeah.
I mean, shoes-wise, pants-wise, you know, and that right there, when you do that, that sets up the miracle and so God can perform it.
People think that, in my mind, people think that miracles are like the children of Israel, the manna day. You sitting there, somebody dropping manna and quail from the sky for you to eat. Not necessarily. God uses people to help perform miracles. Because a miracle is really showing God's graciousness and thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting there on the side of the road is dark, and you're like, so I just make it around this road. It's a wee gas station way down there. You can see the light, but your car quit. Now, you know, ain't nobody came to that road. Nobody ever go. You off the beaten path. Your GPS is jacked up. You can't get there. And you sitting on the side of the road, you by yourself, and all you got is a little butter knife in your car where you was eating some sandwich bread. You don't have no kind of weapon. You know, you're making little sandwiches on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
You sitting there in your car, and then all of a sudden, this sharp car, expensive car pulls up, and then somebody do what? You in need of help? Let me get a tow truck down here. Get in. It's cold outside. Let me turn the warmth on. People don't think that's a miracle. Well, you sit there waiting. Had this person not come by,
you would be free.
Or, you know, they say, you know, I wasn't going to come down this road. I don't even know what sent me down here.
Yeah.
Or what the miracle is, you know, on Christmas, they're saying, well, some mom and daddy say, well, we don't have nothing to give, you know, nothing to give y'all or whatever like that. I'm sorry. And the kids say, that's okay. And there's a knock at the door, and someone will say,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Here goes turkey. Here goes this. Here goes toys. Here goes clothes for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the clothes fit the kids. And they are enough for the kids.
Yeah.
And that's a miracle to them.
And then
you can set up the miracle if you do a little spying, you know,
mm-hmm.
something like that. If you spy out a family and look at them and say, baby, what they look like that little girl? Oh, that little girl look like she a six or something. And that little boy look like he a toddler. And then the husband look like what a... He looked my size. Look at these, 36 around the waist, and a woman is like, what, a size 8? Okay, and we buy all of them clothes and buy all of them food
mm-hmm.
and toys and stuff, and it matches them. Boom,
that's a miracle
for them.
Oh,
because
like that.
They don't know us.
They don't know it. They don't know it's
coming. And just because you knew that you were doing it, and that's something supernatural to them because you just, first of all, you just driving around,
mm-hmm.
and you just so happen to be like, I'm going to bless them.
I like the commercial where they show, I don't think it's a Target commercial, they show a young couple, they get into an apartment, they decorate and they're putting up things, and they hurry and they scramble out the door, and you're thinking, like, where are they running to? Well, they go to an apartment that's across the hall, and a little old lady comes and opens her door, and it's just beautifully Christmas stuff, and it's just lit up, and she looks and she goes, and they say, share your Christmas with someone.
Mm-hmm.
That is a miracle. Oh, I'm one expecting somebody in the house. But, you know, those of us who are very skeptical have been like, they wouldn't have saw none of the Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Who been in here?
But you know what? I want to say this because we got like 5 minutes. So, hold on. I want to say this one thing just to sum it up. We're talking about a season for miracles. We've talked about how God is responsible for miracles. He does it whenever it happens. It's supernatural. It's something man cannot explain. Now, miracles There's another word, a real simple word, that represents a miracle. And this comes from the New Testament in the Bible. And it's called a sign, S-I-G-N. Now, I believe that God uses a miracle as a sign that points only to God. He says, this is a sign. I did this. You didn't do it. So I'm going to put a sign that only will point to me. It's only going to say supernatural. And because it says supernatural, it's just like any other sign that wants to point to somewhere. If you want to point to this street or that street, there are signs that say this is the way you go to this building, this is where you go to that building. Well, the miracle sign is saying this belongs to God. He's the only one that can perform a supernatural miracle, and we need to stop labeling things that's not miracles, miracles, and we need to give God his
due.
Give it to him, because we have for so long taken advantage of it and taken it for granted. We're coming down to 2-3 minutes we have left in our show. I want to thank everyone for being here. I do hope that this show has provoked some thoughts in our minds as far as, is this a season for miracles? Do we still have miracles? Learn to recognize miracles when they happen. Be the catalyst for miracles to be performed, be used by a miracle to bless somebody else. It's just so many things we want this show to provoke in our minds and in our hearts, because we are representing, if we're Christian, we're representing Christ. We're Jewish, is Hanukkah. And there's Kwanzaa and whatever else you might believe in. But let it provoke something that says, this is my season for a miracle, whether I'm the one being used to perform it or whether it's being performed for me.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. If you should want to listen to this show, you can check out my blog page at www.loisbullock.blogspot.com. You go on there, you can see my show. You will probably see 3 other shows, but as each show come about every week, a new show will move in. So you can do that on my blog page. You can also enjoy different inspirational quotes or inspirational writings or poems on my blog page that hope, you know, bless you in some way. And also, if you want to write me, you can do it by email, letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. Let's Talk Truth. That's let's without the apostrophe S. It's L-E-T-S, talktruth333@yahoo.com. And I want to also just say we're going to be seeing you next week about the same time, 7:30. And until then, this is Lois Bullock, and I am the host of Let's Talk Truth, and I'm loving you with the heart of God. Good night.
Great time.